As the new year starts, some of us face challenges for a safe winter living. My reliance on a walking cane created a challenge to safely navigate in snow and ice. I started researching for a device that could be attached to my cane for stability. My husband also took up the challenge. He ordered online a cane ice tip attachment that fits near the bottom of the cane with an easy release of a spike device that covers the bottom of the cane. Then for staying warm on our farm, I ordered another pair of line jeans and sent for an Irish wool sweater to fit under my parka jacket. Now I'm ready to relax during the long winter months. Winter also beckons us to let go of unhelpful patterns of thoughts and feelings that create anxiety, disappointments, and uncertainty. It's a good time to read fun books or take up a writing project we thought about, or reach out to a relative or friend with a phone call. Yes, a phone call. It might be visiting an older neighbor or host of other ways to stay more connected to others. This season invites me to spend quiet time, bundled up on our deck, watching our variety of birds at the feeders and singing to them. In between snowstorms, I love playing ball with our dogs. Stunning sunsets on sparkling landscapes helps me appreciate our Creator's daily blessings. I'm Connie Serafin, and that's my perspective for January.